producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Service as the year comes to a close. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are doing exactly the same thing we were doing last year at this time. Oh,
we were working away.
Yes, we were.
Well, this has been an eventful year for us. People have come and gone.
Yep, right, exactly. And good riddance to some of them. And
you know, you can't run away from your core, Dougie.
No, that's true. You're right about that. The things that we need to know about this year that's coming. I'm going to have Maria Trilogy on, I think, Monday to discuss the year as it sort of unfolds or unfolds astrologically. But there are other things that I want to pass along to you, reasons, if you will, to be optimistic about this next year. Because we all need to be optimistic. And we all have plenty of reason. When you get right down to it, if you can eliminate the sources of your angst, which 95% comes from the news media, maybe there are other things going on in your family. You have a child that has got a drug problem, or maybe you've got a spouse that has a problem where you're just not making it work and you're thinking, oh, the last year wasn't great with your spouse or your partner. How about we think positively about those things? See how you can, in my circumstance, I can find so much good, so much wonder in the relationship and in the reality. There's so many, sure there are things that get in the way that are stressful, but there's so much good there. And if you actually take the universal approach and do the research, you would find, as difficult as it is for us to believe this, we are actually living in the most peaceful time in the history of the human race. The population of the world never been higher. And because of that, among other things, you are statistically less likely to be involved in any act of violence than at any other time in the history of the planet. Think about that. Maybe it's just because the population is getting to be as large as it is, and that's a negative in my mind. But if the stats show that we're less likely to be involved in an act of violence, I think that's a good thing. Hunger is on the decline. There are food shortages, and it is a serious problem. And you've heard me say that if we don't do something to fix our act here in this country, when it comes to the family farm and to farming in general, we will no longer be the breadbasket, never mind of the world. We'll be hard-pressed to feed ourselves in America. But there are 250 million people fewer who go malnourished than was the case 25 years ago around the globe, Jennifer. So that's a pretty interesting stat, given the fact that the population is a couple of billion more than it was.
Yeah, but we're a richer world now.
We are, yep. As many parts of our globe report on things that are bad, the world infant mortality rate has never been lower. The mortality rate has fallen by 49% in the past 30 years. So if you have a child, it's more likely the child will survive. In this country, even during the Civil War, there were, I think the one out of 14 babies died or something like that. It is incredible numbers. The global literacy rate now, 84%. That's way up. Up 66 Was 66%.
Actually, a really good number. That's actually, I think, better than the LA Unified School District.
I think you're right. It's 65% here. No.
Yeah.
Right, you're right. America is becoming more and more susceptible to the problems that have been created by our tremendous success. And I say this with all due respect to those of you who think in terms of my country right or wrong. It doesn't work that way anymore. And actually, it never really did. We have a lot of things to be proud of. I am radiant when I talk about how farming is done in this country. I'm radiant when I talk about how well my grandson is doing and what his prospects are. Many people who are raising children wonder what the future is all about. Well, the future is actually quite bright if you're teaching the child the correct values, and that has always been the case. Now, I'm not going to tell you that my values are the best values. I wasn't the best husband in the world.
No, but you're a hard
father.
And you love. You're a hard worker, and you love. And, you know, people can't demand perfection, Dougie, because we're all just human.
Right.
But there is a lack of value that goes into our kids right now, and it scares me. You know, one of the new laws that takes effect on January 1st in California, I think it's SB 277, something like that, is a new law that's going to give all kids a high school diploma, whether or not you graduate high school or take an exit exam. And not only is that starting January 1st, but it's going to go retroactive to any child from 2004 on.
Yeah.
What are we teaching our kids when we hand them a diploma?
Well, that's the point.
And what
it's
is the benefit
like this,
to them?
It's the same thing with you can get $30,000 a year from the government for doing nothing but sit on your hands.
Right. And what are we doing? I mean, how does that
we're
help?
We're teaching people to be lazy.
Yeah, and we're rewarding mediocrity, which is even worse because, I mean, the thing that makes us great, and, you know, people always are looking, what makes me different? What makes this show different? What makes a Good Day show different? What makes my local business different?
Mm-hmm.
What makes us as a country different is that we came here for something better, and we worked to make it happen, and we worked to become the greatest country in the world, and we're letting that slip, and we're not doing our kids any favors by letting that the piece of who we are, our identification, go with it. Really, that's the scary part.
One of the things that I most object to about the new Michael Moore movie, which is called Which Country Do We Invade Next, I think, or something like that, playing in Los Angeles, not playing around the country yet, is his continuing attack at how much we work and how great unions are and how benefits are better everywhere else than they are here. Okay. So there's something to be said for that, but there is more to be said for what Jennifer, at least in terms of our values, my value, Jennifer's value, the people that I care about have the same values. My daughter is an extremely hard worker, and she always has been. My son has a couple of different careers that he's pursuing at the same time, and because he's a free spirit, he's just as liable to be up all night long working as he is to work through the day. And I don't say, oh, golly, gee, I'm a great parent. My children just happen to be cut from that cloth. Are they perfect? No. And I'm not perfect, and neither is anybody else on the planet. We all have children that we at one point in time were either worried about or we think that they could do better, try to encourage them to do better, and whatever example you can set, however you can set the example. But I know that my father was a hard worker. I know the people that are in my life, for the most part, fathers and mothers were hard workers. More of the father set the tone ahead. You know, women weren't working back then the way they are now. And I, one of the things that this Michael Moore movie presents is a case for women running businesses. That's one of the things in the movie that I do agree with. I think women are much better at many management tasks and running things than men are, by far. But to try to extol the value and virtue of countries where they only work 30 hours a week. I forget which country it was. I think it was Italy, where the average person gets 8 weeks a year vacation. How do you produce? And look at Italy. I mean, is that a shining beacon of anything? It's a nice place to visit, but they have a new government every 5 minutes. And you hold up Spain. Spain is a socialist paradise. They like socialism. But it doesn't encourage you to be better. That's it. I mean, you can exist. Life can be good. depends on what your priorities are. But you don't get ahead if you don't challenge the status quo. And in many of these countries that Moore talks about or reports from, there's the status quo is what people like. But then the other side, as I said, there's a lot of focus in this movie on women being in government, women being in business, and I think that that's a good part of the movie. But just we're maybe talking to the choir because people who are listening to us, Jen, are probably people who believe in our philosophy anyway.
Yep.
I think that that's, you know.
But, you know, a lot of times we just turn our cheek and we allow the mediocrity around us. And I think it's, you know, everybody goes, oh, this is why Donald Trump's popular. I'm sick of hearing that. Hmm. And I'm sick of saying it. But I think that we just have to, it is. Yeah. We just, because I, look, I'm going to probably vote. If the election were today, I'd vote for Trump.
But I probably would too.
If, you know, because I'm tired of apologizing, and I'm tired, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions is to not accept mediocrity anymore. If somebody, and you don't have to be a jerk, you can be actually kind-hearted, and maybe you'll do somebody some good if you don't accept it around you or if you turn the other cheek. That's constantly what we're told to do, and, you know, I don't know if that's the right thing anymore.
Yep. Good question.
I don't know.
Good thoughts. Your thoughts as well, share them with us, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Email to Jennifer or Doug at DougStefan.com. 888-302-DOUG, 17 past the hour. I'm holding in front of me. This is sort of like a Carnac thing. He holds it.
Is it a pencil?
Johnny Carson holding up an envelope to his Carnac turban and comes up with the answer. I have in my hand a tube of Genucel, which comes from stem cell therapy. Genucel is the way to get rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. This is a tube. You just squeeze this stuff out on your tube, from the tube onto your hand, and you put it under your eyes and around your eyes where the circles and the lines and the bags are, and then you let it do its job. Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, does get rid of the unsightly bags, does get rid of the puffiness under your eyes, does get rid of the lines around your eyes, and then I have in my other hand, Jennifer, the Radiant Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you also put in your hands and you put it under your eyes. If there are dark circles there, they will be gone overnight when you use this. You'll see you'll see and feel. They all come. We always feel it working on you. Transfer your anxiety about how you look into being satisfied and happy with the way you look by using these two products from Chamonix. Genucel, aimed at the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and then there's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment that you use for, hello, duh, that's the name of the product, Dark Circles Under Your Eyes. Both of them for one price at 800-543-9262. Get on the bandwagon. Get this done for you for the new year. 800-543-9262. Don't wait. This sale is for a limited time. They put these two products together for the same price, and you'll get, if you mention Doug Steffan, priority shipping free. Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Do what the names imply. 800-543-9262. Words of wisdom and advice. I hope. I'm going to take a little of this off and put some under my eyes while you hear from some other people.
You look better already. Look at you.
Thank you. I do, and I feel better as well.
Call me
after on Good Day. Thank you.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
If Survivalist Housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In case you're wondering, Bo Diddley is not still dead. He's not alive. He would have been 87 today, however, had there been a birthday cake and a party for him. Bo Diddley has our thought for the day today. Don't let your mouth write a check that your tail can't cash.
When I was a little boy.
What a philosophy. Crank it up, Kara.
I had something in my pocket. Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man. May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun.
Mr. Diddley. What a name, huh? Imagine if his name had been Dudley. My first name, given name, is Dudley. Dudley Diddley.
Yeah, I like it. Dudley Diddley.
Dudley Diddley. What would be a good middle name for Dudley Diddley?
Dudley Do-Right Diddley.
Dudley Do-Right Diddley. That's pretty silly.
Or Dudley Dun Diddley. I like that,
Dudley
too.
Dun, yes. Okay, so as we are getting to the end of the year, we're looking back on 2015. We're celebrating over the next few days the new year. I think there are some pretty interesting songs around, and so maybe from time to time over the next couple of days, we ought to have a few of these songs to ring in the new year or get us thinking about all that there is. That's what we've been doing in this half hour mostly, focusing on what the next year is going to be about. Remember that song from ABBA, Happy New Year? Everybody who likes ABBA.
I don't remember that.
Don't you?
No.
That's a good song. Mamma Mia, if I'm not mistaken. Well, this is a hit for them. There's a lady who has become sort of screaming quietly, if there is a way to do that, across the musical scene that I just heard about this year because Meredith's quite a fan of her. She's quite an accomplished singer. Her name is Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel, sure. Big Broadway star. In fact, I'm going to see her this Saturday performance at the Pantages. Yes.
Coming over to your house?
Yes, of course. We're buddies.
What are you doing New Year's Eve from Idina? You pronounce it Idina? Idina.
I'd say Idina Menzel.
Why is she? Why is she getting so popular?
You know, she actually got her start in Wicked. She became a star from her performance as Alphaba in the Broadway show Wicked when it first came out. And she just has an incredible voice. She's a good actor. She's done some movies, but really her sweet spot is on stage. And she's doing a play called If When, or If Then, I think, which is at the Pantages right now in Los Angeles. And it's touring throughout the country. So I'm taking my mom as a Christmas present.
Isn't that sweet?
We played the song from Frozen earlier. She did the voice for the main character in Frozen.
Right.
Oh, did she? Okay, thank you, Kara. All right, let's see. What else we got? A lot of people confuse Bo Diddley and B.B. King. I don't know why, because I had a couple of black guys that have a guitar. Yeah, hello. Anyway, B.B. King brings in a brand new year with this song.
Meet me here while bringing a brand new year. Gonna be a
year. King and Bo Diddley.
I think for sure B.B. King. I'm not sure about Bo Diddley.
So let's see, what else can we bring to you? How about the Eagles? I don't know that I ever really liked this. Funky New Year. What I do like, U2 and New Year's Day. This song I do like. About them that's growing on me, Jennifer. I haven't always been a U2 fan, but they're beginning to grow on me. I know it's a message just the way the music is presented, but anyway, some New Year's tunes to get us in the mood as we wind out the old year. It's 28 after on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the second half hour on this good day of conversation that's relative to you and your life, hopefully what's going on in the world as we look back at 2015. What are you going to most remember in your life personally, Jennifer? What has been the most momentum event? Momentum, good Doug, momentive. Is that the right word? Momentous. Thank you. I think I like that word better. Momentous event of the year for Jennifer Horn.
I would say probably my career. I would say that I've found a new level of confidence in my on-air.
What do you
prowess?
Mean? You stink on the air. What are you talking about?
My on-air prowess. How about that? It sounds sort of sexual,
your
but
presence.
You know what I mean.
Your presence. You are a genuinely warm and wonderful individual who comes across exactly that way on the radio. It's
Thanks.
Very hard for people to hide who they really are on the radio, especially if you do, like, I'm on the air 6 hours a day some days. You're on the air 4 here, and you got the other program you do, Southern California, plus you run your business with your dad. And the people who work with you respect you. I have never, ever, and I've known you since you were a teenager, so I've known you 20 years. I have never heard.
More like four.
Oh, excuse me. Yes.
What's wrong with you?
How could I have missed it? Oh, my God. I missed a few years in there.
It just seems longer.
I have never, ever heard anybody anywhere say anything that wasn't completely positive about you.
Oh,
never.
That's really sweet. Thank you. Yeah,
but it's true. I wouldn't say it. You know me. I wouldn't.
I know. I do know you. You tell me like it is.
I would tell you exactly how it is. And that's why I'm so fond of you and your father, because we can speak, you know, as friends. We can be. That's the biggest thing. Friendship is so important when you talk about who your best friends are, mm-hmm. maybe what experiences you've shared with your best friends. It's very difficult, especially when you're in a relationship, when you feel like the person you're with is your best friend. Sometimes, because you do care about this person, you don't like having the adult conversations. You don't want to have anybody feel upset or have hurt feelings or any of those things. But what the truth is, and this is one of the lessons I've learned this year, in terms of what's momentous about the year, is that you don't hold your feelings back. The genuine feelings you need to be able to express. Sometimes you don't have to say a word.
Right.
Sometimes it's just in the deed that you do that someone who is clued in, if they really care about you, understands through certain actions what they feel about you, and you the same with them. But there are occasions when you got to have the adult conversation. Sometimes the conversation changes. Sometimes people change their minds. Sometimes things are different. But it's important for you to know what's going on. I think that's been one of the good things. But I don't believe, as you just said, I wouldn't mask it. I don't believe in masking. You can do it in a tactful way. I have not always been, I'm not rude, but sometimes I'm crude when it comes to getting to the bottom line. And that doesn't always serve you well. I know that I have a reputation of being difficult sometimes for some people.
Do you have that reputation?
With some people I do. Yeah.
I don't know if difficult is the word that I would use for you.
I'm demanding, and some people who don't want to do their best think that I'm unreasonable.
Right.
And that's where that comes from. And I don't know that I'm unreasonable. Sometimes I don't know that I see the big picture. I see the picture as it is sculpted by what in my world needs to get done. And then sometimes you sort of have to bring yourself up short, or somebody's got to bring you up short to say, okay, well, you want all of these things, but this is how it affects other people. And that's
I would just say, change is a really interesting thing for all of us and how we deal with change. And I would say probably, and I think so many of the reasons that we can work together so well, Doug, and maybe this is too much psychoanalyst for radio, but I think the reason that we can work together is that we both kind of have this thing where we know that change happens and we know that change is necessary and good and healthy. But I think both of us kind of cling to not loving it so much.
Well,
I mean, you kind of want to love it, and so you kind of grasp the thing sort of to help you along that process. And unfortunately in this business, we have to reinvent ourselves all the time. The only constant is change.
And this next year
will be
reinvention central for me, for you, for this program.
You have to.
And how we survive in the marketplace that we serve. So when you look at, there is going to be a plethora this week and this weekend of newspapers and magazines and television shows and radio shows that will be looking back at the superficial stuff, the picture of the plane that crashed into a bridge. Remember when you saw that the plane on its side as it went over? It was fabulous to look at, not so good for the people in the plane. As it clipped the highway, it was at a 90-degree angle. Remember that plane, the wing?
Yeah.
Went over the, I mean, that sort of thing. You'll see that in some of the stories, the visuals. The police shootings are going to be all over the front page of newspapers.
I think that has to be. I mean, that has to be one of the biggest stories of the year is the Black Lives Matter movement, the attention put on police now. I mean, definitely you're right about that.
But we have our individual. What I'm suggesting to you, and I hope this is going to come about, I'm not sure how much time I want to spend looking back because it's the past. Mm-hmm. It's garbage. I would like to look ahead and think this is what will be good about this next year. This is what we can produce. What are we going to do to deal with the weather? The weather issues will start. As they dominate this week, they will dominate next week, and they probably will continue to dominate the world because the world's weather
breaking
is changing.
Breaking news. It's winter.
Well, and that's the other side of it. There are bad storms, wild storms that come about in the wintertime. We've had some really wild storms that are atypical for certain parts of the country at this time of year. And so people say, well, this is Mother Nature getting even. You know, there are stranger things that happen. I don't know if it's getting even, but karma is a hell of a thing, and it doesn't just happen between people. It happens. Mother Nature, there is a great, I think it's on National Geographic, a great hour presentation, story, if you will, an expose about the premise is that the earth is just like a human being, and it suffers, its life goes through traumatic changes, and it protects itself like any good mother would of its child or its family. And so some of these things that are going on, you can make an argument, are to cleanse some of the mess that we have made out of this planet. And we were talking earlier about this new device that these two kids have come up with that is aimed at sucking the sewerage out of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the pictures that are now being posted on a lot of social media, because these guys are getting a heck of a lot of publicity, they're running a Kickstarter campaign so that they can raise a couple of $100,000 to keep their company going, and it's worth, they should be raising a couple of $1 million because their idea is genius. Anyway, but you look at the ancillary pictures of the garbage that they're collecting with the machinery that they have now, it's disgusting what we are doing. People that drive along, I want to run people off the road who throw cigarette butts out the window onto the highway.
Yeah, it's just rude.
It is.
It makes me want to gather them all up, all the cigarette butts in the world, and dump them in their living
room. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a nice dream?
I had there was a field that I was using next to a housing development. And so I plowed the field every year for years and planted corn there. And one year I just had had enough. This is a facility belonging to an institution, the Catholic Brotherhood. And I took care of the grounds for them. And so this fellow who lived on the other side, who happened to be Jewish and didn't like Catholics, so ultimately it became real to me when he told me that, those Catholics, you know. So he'd dump his waste from his garden and his lawn over the fence.
Oh, boy.
So I took my bucket loader tractor down there one day, and I scooped it up, and I dumped it.
They're like, take it back, brother.
And I see that all the time. People take their refuse. There are fields that I'm doing all over the place that are close to developments. And so as the backyard touches the field, these people dump their leaves, their trash, their old sticks, twigs, branches. They just dump them there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more likely than not to scoop them up, dump them back on the other side, because that's, I think, what's appropriate. But to come full circle around to it, thinking about the people who are around you and what's going on with them. And, you know, I think you have to think about it, because a lot of people do crazy things, sometimes do it because they're desperate, there's something going on in their life that's horrible, and they act out. And sometimes you got to take that into consideration. But when somebody is just a rude jerk, you take that into consideration, too. Get the bucket loader, do what I did, dump it back on the other side of the fence.
Yep.
All right, 43 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
You don't have to throw in the towel on your exercise routine for the holidays. Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis says 'tis the season to be sneaky.
Sneak in the activity whenever you can. Take the stairs, walk around the block a few times at lunch, and if you have holiday plans in the evening, get moving in the morning.
Need a gift idea for the fitness buffs on your list? Why not give the gift of motivation with the perfect workout headset?
The durable LG Tone Active headset rests around the neck with retractable earbuds. It works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, so whether you're on Team iPhone or Team Android, you'll always be connected.
And don't let a cold spoil your holiday fun.
I'm a second-generation fan of Coldy's Cold Remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of the common cold by almost half.
And Laura's go-to for aches and pains that can come from decking the halls?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When I think of all the great deals I could get at Happy Honda Days, it's like,
I'm a beautiful princess. So I'm in my chariot so I can ride out the ball in style.
Then I hear it's a KBB.com best value brand. And I'm all,
a princess still appreciates a good deal when she gets one.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2015 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Good Day program, investigating what's going on in our jails.
Yeah.
This is something, as you look back over the year, how disgraceful the information. And I keep talking about this Michael Moore movie. He's got this right in the movie. The criticism of our system, the way people are sent to jail, treated in jail, is barbaric. And you can say, well, these lawbreakers, they deserve to get treated the way they treated other people. In some circumstances, that may be true. But in most circumstances, it's not. The people who run the jails are corrupt. The officials often in the people working down on the floor way too often have been corrupted by some of the inmates. The system doesn't work. It's horrible. Their recidivism rate is 85%. Do you know that? 85% of black men who are arrested in this country are sent to prison. When they get out, they go back to crime, and they get arrested again.
Doesn't surprise me. And I believe that not just for blacks, but for whites. I mean, story of my homeless lady. How many times did I tell you she was arrested? 130, yeah. 125, yeah. Whatever it was.
Nothing. System doesn't work. So here's a picture that I'm going to try to paint for you that will not be pleasant. But I think it's something that is so shocking. I'm looking at the picture of a jailed inmate cuffed to the wall. In the North Carolina correctional facility.
It just happened in L.A. today.
Well, I noticed that. That's why sort of there's a the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has another. The picture is the same. Basically, these fully naked or half naked men are chained to the wall, and officials are waiting for them to expel contraband from their bodies. In other words, they're waiting for him to take a poop. Mm-hmm. So they chained him to a wall. Now, you can say, well, that's what they deserve because they're bringing contraband into the country. Come on. This is something that these guys are enjoying. There's no other way of looking at that, and there's no reason for it. There are all kinds of ways that you can get this stuff out of these people, one way or another. But the point is made in the movie, and one of the many points about our penal system, other than the recidivism rate, but what goes on in the prisons, the way the guards way too often treat the prisoners. We all have seen examples of this sort of thing. The way the police, this guy in Baltimore, I mean, all of these things that are part of what's happened this year. If you're really a bad person, you deserve to be treated badly. If you're not and you're in a happenstance circumstances, some of the things that go on in jails are inexcusable. myself. Anyway, reviewing and thinking about how we can fix the world as we move ahead. 51 after on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All righty, 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have our technology technocrat, ooh, I like that, Greg Sebin, who is the technocrat from Men's Health Magazine. What is a technocrat? We know a technologist is. He's a technology expert and comes to us with lots of great information. What's a technocrat?
You know, this is very funny. You're throwing a label at me and then asking me to defend it as if it was a label I used for myself.
Come on, Greg, play.
Wait a minute.
Technology expert and walking Wikipedia.
Yes, exactly. After all, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You're not supposed to know what you're talking about. You're supposed to be an expert.
Anything
Any word that begins with T-E-C-H is fair game as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we know what a bureaucrat is. So,
yes, we do.
I would imagine that a technocrat is somebody who pretends to be
a bureaucrat with technology.
Yeah, a bureaucrat with technology.
That's perfect. It. Good. You get the prize.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
We'll talk about Twitter's update policy as it may affect you in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
56 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so Twitter introduced this update this week to a policy regarding abuse. More detail on the type of tweets and comments that are considered misconduct. So how do they have some kind of a program that monitors? Well, there's not somebody looking at the screens all the time.
There's some guy named Tom at Twitter whose job it is. Tom, he's kind of a technocrat, by the way.
Is he?
His job is to read every tweet as it's typed and to ring the bell when someone engages in hateful behavior. Tom has a very stressful job.
Yes.
And
so
very
they have
classes,
helping
by
him.
The way.
The focus is on hateful conduct. There's got to be, well, I mean, we all know that some of the things that have been posted on Twitter and Facebook, some of the other social media, has caused severe harm in terms of emotions, spiritual, physical. People have committed suicide with this sort of thing. So do they really have somebody looking at this, or is this some kind of a program that they've instituted? There's got to be a lot of this stuff.
Well, it's really a combination of the two, frankly. There's programs and algorithms that parse things out, and at some level, then humans ultimately confirm that's a problem or that's
not. Words that show up.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the level of reaction by the company itself. You could purely by automation get a warning or a disconnect. If something's so hateful that they think there's crime behind it, I think that's going to get parsed and sent to humans for determination.
Are Twitter users upset about this, or do they think it's a good policy?
I would bet that if you went to Twitter, you would find out that there's a lot of both. I mean, that's the interesting thing about Twitter is that it's as diverse as humanity itself. Mm-hmm.
Ken, have you monitored any of this on Twitter? Any discussions about this new policy?
I haven't seen anything yet, but I haven't really been looking for it.
All right. Well, you're not into abusive behavior anyway, right?
Not really.
The other people.
Yeah, that was a loaded question.
It was, wasn't it? Toyota says it's going to, next week at the Consumer Electronics Show, show a program that will collect road data for self-driving cars.
Well, this is an interesting thing, and it follows in the footsteps of something Tesla is doing, which is enabling cars to actually learn as they go. And this is essential, frankly, because road conditions are constantly changing. And so if we're ultimately to have an autonomous network for cars, they have to all feed each other information so everybody's up to date at the same time.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is. You heard it from the horse's mouth. That's a good end of the horse to be on. Greg Stebbin on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.